This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
How accessible are your local bus routes? And are travel companies doing the right things for blind and partially sighted customers? A new survey from RNIB Cymru hopes to understand more about the state of bus travel in Wales. To explain more, I'm joined now by RNIB Cymru Policy and Campaigns Officer, Kirsty James. Kirsty, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a bit more about the survey that RNIB Cymru are currently conducting.
We currently have a live survey for people who live or are visiting Wales that travel by bus. So we want to hear people's experiences of getting to a bus stop, the experiences of bus using bus services and everything in between, really. And what we're going to be doing with those findings is to write a report that we will then use to influence decision makers to essentially try and make public transport, particularly buses, accessible for all in Wales.
And in terms of public transport in Wales, the bus service is vital. Large parts of the country are not well served by rail, so bus is sometimes the only option for public transport.
So we know that a lot of blind and partially sighted people rely on using the bus. That's their mode of transport because it's the easiest way to get around. And obviously, Wales being a big country with mountains in between, it's not always possible to get trains. So, yeah, bus is normally somebody's first sort of port of call to use.
And do you think that bus companies know enough about their customers currently? Do they know what blind and partially sighted people actually need, what sort of support people need?
I think it varies from like service to service, driver to driver. What we find is like when companies have quick turnover to staff, the training isn't always provided with enough information on how to support like a vision purpose. And, you know, do they need extra help getting to this, finding the seat? And the main concern we get is people, drivers, turning off the audio announcements. So some buses will tell you where the bus is going to stop, and we hear of drivers switching that function off. So I think it depends on where you are and like the size of the services that you're using. So yeah, there's no consistency really.
And who's eligible to take part in the survey? Are you looking for people who are regular commuters, occasional bus users, or even people who don't use the bus at all?
We want to hear from everybody. So right from if you're getting a bus a few times a week to you don't get the bus. And we really want to know why you're not getting on the bus. That's like just as important evidence, you know, why the reasons why you don't use a bus. So if you feel like, oh, I don't get on the bus. But we need to know why we want to hear it. So everybody, so no matter if it's like not at all or frequently.
Well, how can people take part in the bus survey from RNIB Cymru?
You can find a link to the survey on social media, X. You can also email our Cymru mailbox, which then we'll be able to email it to you. So our email address is cymrucampaigns.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. And we can support with completing the survey. If you'd rather do it over the telephone, we can help with that. So just let us know.
And when is the closing date for the survey itself?
So it will be closing towards the middle of, I think it's the 11th of November.
Fantastic. And then when do you hope to present the findings of the survey?
So we'll be writing the report pretty much straight away and hopefully have some sort of snapshot by December to then launch the report in the January. So basically in Wales, they have a bus bill happening in March. Essentially what that is like a new bill to basically what we'll have is a Transport for Wales will become franchise owners of the network, and you're going to see a bit like Transport for London. So the buses will be like TFW and they'll have different zones across Wales. Like this is a 15-year plan to have this. So we really need this report to influence us to know where we need to direct attention first. So obviously Wales is a big country, 22 local authorities. Like we've just got to, that's what we really need to hear from blind and partially sighted people so that you can really influence and guide our work of where the most important areas are.
And what are some of the most sort of common concerns, questions that people have when they're thinking about bus travel?
I think it's like the reliability now, like where before, you know, traveling by bus has changed since the pandemic. I think, well, we know that a lot less people are traveling by bus since the pandemic, and we wonder, like, we want to know why is that, because people have lost confidence? They're not using the same skills that they did before the pandemic. You know, are they now reliant on taxis and things like that? Or is the service, it's not reliable anymore, or they've cancelled services? You know, there's a whole sort of host of reasons why people may be using the bus less now. So that's why it's really important to find that out.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about the bus campaign later this year. RNIB Cymru Policy and Campaigns Officer Kirsty James, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.